But right now, as we put on our grown-up pants, unlike that person that took theirs off here in Sundance Square, it's time to do a few of our weekend Monday morning headlines. As life moves pretty fast, sometimes you just got to stop and look around every once in a while.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
Because things got a little crazy around the world again.
Mm-hmm.
But it went off as planned. Saturday, 250th birthday of the United States Army, Flag Day, and his birthday. All things with the big old parade went just fine. They're estimating now more about $40 to $45 million. Early estimates were about $25 million it might cost, but with those about 30 or so tanks that rolled through the streets of D.C. might be a little buckled because those are heavy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they kind of anticipated that, but you know. But over 6,000 soldiers, it was really cool, the swearing-in ceremony. And you had them all. 25 horses, 2 mules, and as we said, 1 dog. He came from Fort Hood down there.
Aww.
And then they had the Army robot dogs.
Are these like Elon's dogs?
They did not make enough about this. It was like the kiddo and I looked at each other and was like, okay. Because Fox News kept saying, you know, if anybody from other countries is watching this right now, they're not going to mess with us. No, when they show the robot dogs, that's what keeps other countries at bay.
Oh.
I know.
Is it good I did not see the robot dogs?
Probably.
Okay, good.
It would haunt you in your sleep.
No, I'm not going
to
Google it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-mm. Don't try to pet them. Yeah. But congratulations to the parade.
So, no King's protests from sea to shining sea this weekend, which were mostly peaceful despite days of rioting and clashes with authorities, primarily on the West Coast. National Guard ordered in by President Donald Trump, 700 Marines on standby in Los Angeles, 36 people arrested in Denver, 38 in Los Angeles, and a woman from Manchester, New Hampshire was arrested for allegedly biting a man wearing a pro-Trump hat. Organizers say 5 million Americans took to the streets.
Yeah, one of those covering it over there in Los Angeles, that would be a helicopter reporter. I believe he's for the NBC affiliate there. No, pardon me, Fox affiliate, Fox 11 in Los Angeles. Stu Mundell, he kind of went viral over the weekend. I mean, he's covering the protests down there, you know, here at 28th and Jefferson. There's got to be a backup and whatever and stuff like that. And then he just had an existential crisis.
Area. I'm sure they're nearby.
Right.
Not really
he's
out there
job.
In any kind of forest.
Fine.
And, everybody's been kind of expecting
good,
this.
Then, right.
Yes, I love bourbon.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I do. I do love the bourbon.
He loves bourbon.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love the whiskey. Love the bourbon.
Okay.
Love the gin. You love the gin. Oh, man, there it goes again.
And
all right, kids. I am legally married. That's about the only way you can really say it.
So
I am legally married.
You must be divorced recently.
But I am not looking at now at all. I just had a bunch of debacles with my personal life. But, I got nothing right now. Got nothing. Not really looking, you know. Do I get lonely? Of course.
Okay. Oh.
Of course, but I got cats.
He has cats.
Dear.
So there you go.
And was he piloting said helicopter or just
I just
reporting?
Hope he had the headset on. I just hope he had the headset on and is okay. Go get him, Stu.
Mm.
You got this.
Do I get lonely? Of course.
Sure.
Of course. But I got cats.
Okay.
Okay. There, yeah. But,
so, things are weird in LA.
Poor friends in Alaska may not be much better.
Okay.
They are fighting the mercury this week. The National Weather Service putting out the first ever heat advisory in the state. Because it's going to be somewhere between 85 and 89 degrees.
Whoa!
Now, that is definitely warm for this part of America. It also increases the risk of flooding because there's lots of ice and snow because it's Alaska. But just so we're clear, and I do know we need another reason to panic, this is not the hottest it's ever been. The new National Weather Service is now just using actual advisories because previously they had statements. Statements, advisories, apparently not the same thing.
No, not when you're dealing with Stu.
Do I get lonely? Of course. Yeah.
Or Alaska.
Course, but I got cats.
He's got cats.
That was advisory more than anything.
And gin and bourbon.
Is that how they make baked Alaska?
Hey. No. Maybe those are his panties.
There's a new startup, and it's got a lot of funding behind it. I do believe Microsoft is behind this as well. The startup is called Mechanize. The company aims to completely automate the white-collar labor force, they said. That is their goal. Which seems a little dumb, because once they succeed, then everybody who works for Mechanize is going to be immediately fired. Yeah. And then when it comes to updating technology, the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration, the good old FAA, has announced a plan to eliminate floppy disks, Windows 95, and paper flight strips from its air traffic control systems. Yes, many of these are still running on Windows 95 and floppy disks.
So DOS.
We are landing planes with the same tech we used to play Minesweeper. So, no word if they're going to update their AOL dial-up, but I hope the best. Fly the friendly skies.
It's KB and Heather Lee.